less than 5 more weeks until the Chicago Marathon. Eddie Greer here, checking back in with y'all here from Kansas City, Missouri, for another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Welcome all men on board to the show. I'm recording this on Tuesday night, September 10th, 2024, in the original EG3 podcast. For those of you new, fresh to this podcast, we're all about running. Sometimes throw a little sports in there, maybe a little NASCAR racing in there, and whatever else important come across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Cannot believe it. The countdown is officially on, folks. We all listen to this when it comes out. This will come out tomorrow night, Wednesday, on a important day in history, September 11th, 2024. So when y'all listen to this, it'll be 33 more days until the Chicago Marathon, which yours truly will be participating in, his first ever World Majors, first ever Chicago Marathon. Oh my goodness, cannot wait for that. So, but for folks, for those of you who've been following the show for a while, been following the show since its renovation, since the beginning of this year, I appreciate the support so much for that. This race recap edition, yes, race recap edition, this podcast is presented to you by Kurtz Energy Bars. Yes, I became an ambassador for them not too long ago. It's about a month now or so. Anyways, but again, if you are interested in checking out these energy bars, or you love these energy bars, Kurtz Energy Bars, definitely make sure you hop on to the website, KurtzBars.com, right now, to stock up, or to just try out the different flavors. You know what I'm talking about. There's like 8-10 flavors. One of my favorites. Fall is approaching. I don't know when the official day of fall is, but it's right there. It is right there within our grass, around the corner. These fall cool temps in the morning, it's been pretty nice. KurtzBars.com. Get 25% off every time you use code name. And I've had people already, which is a good thing, which is very exciting, good thing, have asked me about my code anyways, is Fast Eddie. Pretty simple, pretty easy. Fast Eddie is the code right now. Fall's almost in full swing. Football, definitely in full swing. Fall racing season is in full swing. KurtzBars.com, code FastEddie, 25% off every time. It's not a limited order. Every, and I mean all caps, every time you use the website. Go over there right now. I'm too excited. Go over there right now. KurtzBars.com, code name, discount code, I should say, FastEddie, every time, 25% off, every time you use the order. All right, so going from that botched up intro to what could it not have been, right? So last week, and of course now we'll get to the Patriots run official preview in a little bit, but yes, yeah, so yours truly did decide to hop in to the Plaza 10K, one of the more popular racing events in the Kansas City metro area. Last weekend, last Sunday to be exact, and wow, just the participants there. I checked the finishing results. Well, I haven't really took a close look at them, but they're like at least over 15,000 that finished this race, that started and finished this race as well. So congratulations to all that participated in that. If you hear fire sirens in the background, I apologize about that. Once for a second week in a row, and not to sound too funny on here, but the fire department coming around the neighborhood. So apologize for that if you hear that. So not messing around in the games, but yeah, just 2 weeks in a row. So no games he played around. But anyways, but yeah. So but to get back on my point here, congratulations to all that finished and started and completed. And not only that, but it seemed to me, now again, I'm in a couple of groups. I've said this throughout the year on this podcast. I'm in several running groups here in the KC metro area, whether that's the KC Challenge team, who does a bunch of races, who focus on a lot of races and sometimes does a group run in the middle of the week, or you're part of the Kansas City Running Club 2.0. Shout out to you guys, men, women, kids, who went out and did the damn thing on last Sunday. They're all... I must have missed a memo because there are a lot of PRs there. But no, but seriously, there are a lot of PRs. It seemed like everybody PR'd their race there. And it was fun to be a part of that, really, just to check up on everybody and to see how they did. And yeah, everybody, it was a PR party down there at the Plaza Country Club. So congratulations, shout out to Kansas City Running Club for doing y'all thing out there. And I decided to jump in at the last minute. If you downloaded last week's episode, originally I thought the Patriots run was included the same weekend as the Plaza 10K. I made a big mistake. Well, not a big mistake. Maybe a small one. But after the podcast, I double checked that. Well, it was on the following Monday. It was that following day, Monday. I checked it, and like somebody told me that, oh no, the Plaza 10K is this week, and then the Patriots run, I double-checked it, and it was the following week, which is this week, officially this week, which yours truly is going to be participating. And speaking of Kurtz Bars, Team Kurtz will be in full swing out there at T-Mobile Center. Oh, did I say T-Mobile Center? Not necessarily T-Mobile Center, the T-Mobile Campus, what they call Aspria. I'm right back to that mile and a half course. That small, tricky course that's going to be pretty much be running all day long. But seriously, Kurtz, Team Kurtz Bars will be out there. We're going to be representing myself and four others. Basically, all of us are representing who represent Kansas City Smoke Team. We'll be out there all day trying to bring it home again. Well, this is going to be my first Patriots run. And I was actually going to do this by myself. Another ultra by myself originally. I was definitely planning on doing this by myself. This is going to be, and I said this yet last week, and I'll say it again, this is going to be the last running event. I need to be strict, trying not to jump in these races like I did on Sunday. But yeah, so Patriots run, 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, ultra solo. But the ultra time for both. Yeah, the ultra, the original ultra, which is 9 hours and change, some change. And then you have a couple ultra relays going on. You have, I can't remember exactly, but I know there was like a light relay and a heavy relay. And we're part of the heavy relay, I guess, what it's called. But yes, yeah, so yours truly and four others, part of the Kurtz team. And then not only that, all of us are part of the Kansas City Smoke Team, another running club that I'm part of here in town. So we got that going on as well. So yeah, so officially this will be it. Now I'll probably end up seeing again on next week's podcast. This is going to be the last running event before Chicago. No more running events. Now I did have a feel on maybe jumping in the 5K, but it's like, Eddie, you gotta chill out here. You've done it good. You held up at this point. Don't go off sign up for stuff that have no business being a part of the build. But I didn't expect to run 75 miles. But I didn't expect to run a backyard ultra in here in 2024, and look how that turned out pretty damn well. So yeah, this is it. Second ultra of the year coming up on Saturday for me, for this podcast, over at Aspria over Overland Park, Kansas. The Patriots run, which what I just said a few moments ago about tomorrow when this podcast comes out on September 11th, 2024, an important day, one of the more tragic dates in USA history, scariest by far and saddest for sure. But yeah, the Patriots run coincides with that, so I'm gonna be taking part in that this weekend. There it is, gotta chalk it off. Said my other podcast, which I've been really busy with, the K-State podcast called the Pro Project Podcast. No, but this is the original HED podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in with you guys on this Tuesday night, September the 10th. This episode will go out tomorrow, which is going to be on September 11th, 2024. But yeah, back to the PR thing. So back to the Plaza 10K that I did, right? So this was the third straight Plaza 10K that I finished last weekend. third straight. And originally, all the way up to last weekend, I wasn't going to do it mainly because I thought the Patriots run in plus 10K was going to be the same weekend. That's why I thought, you know what, I'm going to miss out on it because of the fact that I got to get ready for this relay. Got to run out there all day up to 4 o'clock. So that's why the mix up there. So again, if you go back and listen to that episode you have now already, because apparently I thought it was going to be the same weekend, which it's not. So, but yeah, it was the Plaza 10K. Now, I said this on this the Plaza 10K. So first off, the Plaza 10K kicked off the Heartland 30K series. So this weekend coming up is the Woodstock 10K, which is on Sunday. The Patriots run races Saturday, this Saturday coming up. The part two of the, oh gosh, the Heartland 30K series, part two, taking place at Corbett Woods, which replaced the name of Casey Hustle Run, which was last year, which I was a part of. And then, of course, the race that I won last year is next weekend, the Boulevard 10K over there in downtown Kansas City. So that's where it's at. So part two, this upcoming Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. Well, I won't see what happens, but rest of y'all who are doing the series, y'all going to see what unfolds there as well. But Plaza 10K kicked off the Heartland 30K series, and I had no expectations. So, hence the not PRing thing, but I had no expectations because, last year, I didn't expect to run the fast time as I did, right? I ran a sub-36 for the very first time ever. Never ran that fast. A mid-35 second. 35-33 with the exact time, right? Never in the existence that I would be able to run that fast time, right? So I was completely shocked. PR'd, shocked, happy, super happy, like a lot of you guys are. A lot of people were excited that I talked to were super pumped about that. Now for me, look, there were no expectations for me to PR, and that was totally fine, right? Because the main objective, go up to Chicago and do the damn thing in less than 4 weeks. That is my main goal, and that's what all this running, all this training, all the miles for the third straight year have put in, well, for other races, but for this, particularly for this huge, 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 huge race, that's what it's there for. Everyone wants to PR, right? That's the goal, and that's what it should be, right? I mean, you're out there running at this heat, out there suffering the heat all summer long. You don't have a particular goal. Now, again, for those newer runners, you just want to finish a race. Whether you sign for a race that your first 5K, your first 10K, your first half marathon. We've seen it all the time. I've seen this train play out over and over for the last 3-4 years now. Back in this running thing, I've seen it, even see it for me, running first marathon several years ago. And now, 4.5 weeks from now, I'm going to hit a milestone on marathons, which is pretty damn special. But I have to get confident that we have a lot of miles still left to go for that. But just thinking about the emotions of getting to Chicago, fighting, clawing, the ups and downs of this 2024, all the emotions and just all of that, it's crazy to just set a goal, marathon goal, back all the way back in, what, 2020, 2021, when I ran my very first marathon, up to where things are going to fall for full circle, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, you know, being a part of everyone else's running journeys, right? Seeing, you heard Cody on here a few weeks ago. He's about to run Berlin in a couple of weeks. Folks, he's getting ready for that. Seeing him do his thing. Again, Shane. Shout out to my guy Shane. I knew he was going to run well, and I knew he was going to run probably more like a 36, which I was spot on for that. There are other people that are running races outside of the Plaza 10K this weekend. The worst, quote unquote, the worst race ever. No, that's seriously at the title of one of the races out there in Bentonville. Shout out to a lot of my crew, the Rambling crew that did that race down there. They did that. So yeah, there's just a lot of things that's going on, popping off. And it's just fun to be just be a small part of these men, women, these people, the Kansas City community. Again, I've said this all year long up to this point, being part of these different types of journeys, right? And there's still more. There's still, again, I just mentioned the 75 miles. That was not part of the plan at all. It's that being a part of this journey. So again, a lot of the crew, even outside of the club, a lot of other people that I saw or heard stories, PR as well. So that's if you don't have a goal, even just that, finishing a race, that's a goal too. There's nothing wrong with that. Even a small training run. Now again, this, I mentioned this in the Facebook post. This is the original EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Tuesday night, September 10th, 2024 in Kansas City, Missouri. I mentioned this on the Facebook post. Now, I'm doing two things at once here. So, there we go. I'm pulling up the results now of the Plaza 10K, the overall results anyways. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just fun. It's just funny that way. So, yeah, there's still marathons yet to unfold. Berlin, KC Garmin, Chicago. You're truly going to be taking pace in that. New York, Salina Half. The Salina Half, the podcast is part of that. Yep, uh-huh. And not to overlook Chicago, because I'm not. That's going to be, with the Kansas City Running Club, that's going to be a hoot. I tell you that. Being back in Kansas again for a different reason, but yeah, it's just astounding to me that, I mean, even if it's just a race that you want to be a part of, FOMO, that's a serious thing there as well. That's majority of the reason why I even signed up anyway, because of the fact that I didn't want to miss out. And that's okay as well. I mean, a lot of people get that FOMO. And that's funny, because funny fact about that is I didn't even hear about that until, was it last fall? I didn't even hear that adjective until last year. No, seriously. FOMO, fear of missing out. That's what it means for those of you who are like, what does FOMO mean? I didn't even know that existed until last fall, and I think it was at Des Moines when I first heard it when I was with the Kansas City Challenge team doing the Des Moines half. Now that was part of the I-35 challenge, which is still going this year with Des Moines and Kansas City. That happened to be again kind of a side note here, for those that don't know, the I-35 challenge is where you do a half marathon or a marathon between the two cities, which run on Interstate I-35, Des Moines and Kansas City, right? And that last year happened to be the first time that those were set on separate weekends. Usually those on the same weekend. And I, for the longest, wanted to do it on the same weekend. But the year that I did it, this challenge last year, it happened to be on different weekends, a week apart from each other. So that's what I heard this name, this adjective, this FOMO deal. I'm like, what in the world does that mean? So yeah, I had a case of FOMO, so I ended up signing up middle of the week through Kansas City Smoke, got one of the entries from them, and yeah, no expectation whatsoever, went out, and just, yeah, I wasn't, now again, I'm not training for speed necessarily, but still put, I executed the race plan, what I wanted to do, when I wanted to exactly. I knew that doing the speed workout on Wednesday, I knew that, okay, yeah, this is where I'm probably going to be at. I'm going to run a little bit faster, and it turned out to be exactly the plan, ran a little faster, ended up getting a few people at the end, right there, ended up being around what I wanted it to, 37. Just out, yeah, 37 is what I wanted, and got it. 37:07 was the time there. pace was under just a tad under six. So yeah, not the result of last year for sure. Not that I knew I had a mindset that heck in hell no, I was gonna run that time like I ran last year. That came out of nowhere. 35, a sub 36. Like, damn, I was moving last year. This year, kept it kind of, you know, kind of the usual around a sub six. So kind of, you know, handled, kind of took care of business, kind of escaped, no injuries to report, none of that stuff. Just, you know, the usual soreness on the back end of it now. So feeling pretty good, and need to feel good quickly because I got to turn around and run all day on Saturday. This is the original EG3 podcast, 80 Grid of Third here on this Tuesday. This is running, sports, and whatever. Come across this Get Desk podcast here for a few more minutes on this new episode of the show. I'm actually, before I get into the results here quickly, because there was some greyhounds, like usual, because of the course's flatness, I should say, quote unquote. I described this course around the plaza on last week's episode. Okay, if you missed out on, if you're new or you've been following along, you missed out on last week's episode, please go back and download and check that out. It's on the EG3 feed there as well. I was going to say something else, and now I forgot it. But yeah, so the times, right? Hang on a second here. They said that four people broke the course record, which was under 30 or 30 something. Here, I'm looking at it like this, right? I'm looking at three people that were sub 30 on here, including my guy Noah, who finished third at a 29.57. That is flat moving, but that was not even the winning time. The winning time was Jacob Kemp's. We'll take that for what it is. I'm pretty close on that announcing of the last name. Sorry, I apologize if I butchered it, but we'll go with Jacob Kemp's 29. We're going with the chip time here. 29.47. Yeah, Noah's with his 29.57 third. Second place, Adam Moore from Wichita was a 29.53. Kemp's from Lenexa, not too far away from that, 29.47. So there are people moving in the fourth place person that apparently broke the track record as well. Eric Vasquez Olivia's from Bronner Springs, Kansas, 30.02, 30 minutes, 2 seconds. That's flat moving. Oh, yeah, I was going to say, before I finish that thought on the podcast, yeah, so people were moving. People were moving out there. And so, yeah, the winning time, 2024 Plaza 10K time, folks, ladies and gentlemen, 29.47. Damn, that's hauling. That's some serious hauling right there. So that's your winning time now. Age group wise, backing up to me, 37.07 was what ended up being a top 10 finish. And I said on the podcast last week, I fit that PR time was third. That was top three age group award winner. Yep. Now this year, that might have missed it. For sure, because I finished seventh. I didn't come close. 37.07 was top 10, seventh exactly for those who were wondering. So I finished seventh in my age group with that time. So yeah, there are a lot. This race would have meant one of the popular ones in the Kansas City metro area that brings out the fast greyhounds. One of them, this is one of them. Obviously, you guys who are training for the Kansas City Garmin races, that's another one. And I think Noah's going to, he said it on, either it was on his Instagram or on his Facebook page, that he's going to defend his half marathon title from a year ago. So he's going to be doing that. So, yep, he's already doing that. Noah Stevens, those don't know, he's been attempting to go sub four for about 2 years now, but obviously mile season in the books. Now he's going to try to focus in on other races there. I'm pretty sure he might even do the Lawrence one. I've been meaning to do that one, the half marathon Lawrence, which is called what? The Kansas half? Yeah, the Kansas half marathon. That's been on my bucket list, but I haven't gotten around to do that one because I'm too occupied doing other races that I haven't done yet. So maybe next year we'll see about that. It's a little too early to call right now, but you're truly getting ready for that Patriots Run Ultra Relay, Team Relay, Team Kurtz on Saturday morning. We're going to get this thing, get that thing kicked off at 7 in the morning all the way to 4 o'clock. It's another work day, baby. Another day in the office of Fast Eddie, baby. That's what I thought. So how I'm going to approach that, I don't. As far as rate, as quote-unquote racing it, like, it's like I was talking with Lay, who's been a big part of the triathlon relay races for the last several years. And then when I got asked to do some, she talked about, like, you know, just out there, you know, just running another normal race. It's out there. How I'm going to approach it, I don't know. Now, with the marathon, Chicago Marathon pass approaching, I'm like, should I go at 10K pace? Because, again, it's not like you're running all day. You're going to get breaks until it's your turn. It's a relay race, right? It's five people, and you get one a turn. Go a lap around the mile and a half-ish course at Aspria, and then you're going to get a break. So you're going to run 10K pace, or you're going to run marathon pace. My projected marathon pace for Chicago. My thinking, I'm more leaning towards practicing marathon pace. So getting that dialed in. I want to get that dialed in as close as I can, right? So I want to be as best prepared. So I think that's going to be the way to go for me, and not try to go all out, because we got, again, we got all day to run. So it's not like you can go out there and put down a fast time, because you're going to pay the price at the end of these things. Again, it's part of the whole, it kind of incorporates the whole marathon thing, right? You hear a lot of, you hear the old saying, I'm going to rephrase it. You don't want to go out too fast. That's the PG-13 version, right? I'm not going to say the other version. Y'all know what I'm talking about. For those runners out there, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Do not go out too fast, because you're going to pay the price. Pay the price. At the end, there's always, you hit that bunk, that classic marathon bunk at the end, at around mile, sometimes at mile 15, like here, like, that's too early. Well, yep, I've heard stories about that one. Mile 18, yep. Mile 20, yep. So it's like these mental things, that's why it's a mental thing. You have to be mentally strong for these things. And here, this is slightly different, but again, it's all about pacing yourself here, because you have to have energy. So it's like in the whole endurance thing, right? And that's why, I don't know, I might be underestimating myself here, but I have a strong endurance. Time for strong endurance. I don't know why it is, but I just don't know. I just don't have the words. I just don't have words, the exact words for that. But the longer the race is, the better I get, to sort of speak. Yeah. So that's what I'm leaning, kind of an inside scoop, what I'm trying to accomplish there. For and again, the main goal is to win the damn thing, but for the team. But yeah, we're going there with the mindset, hey, you don't have to go out there and run sub five. Well, not sub five, but that's way too fast. Sub six. That is not the goal. that's not the goal. So we'll see what happens, but I think that is the goal going through it for sure, because I think practicing it, if we practice it now, it's only going to benefit what's going to happen in that race, in that huge world major coming up with the Chicago Marathon in less than 4 weeks, man. That's crazy, man. Ladies and gentlemen, four and a half weeks into the Chicago Marathon. We're fighting, again, like I said at the top of the podcast tonight, tooth and nail, battling, soreness, all the outside circumstances, everything that going in, all the emotions, everything else, highs, lows, to get to this moment. We're almost there, folks. Man, we just got to get there. And so definitely got to get there. And whatever race you're running, getting ready for, whether it's this weekend, continuing the series, the Heartland 30K series, training for Berlin, getting tapered up for that. And speaking of which, I've been thinking about doing an episode of tapering there, because when I get there, we'll probably do an episode of that. So that, New York, Chicago, Kansas City, Garmin, Salina, the Cliffhanger. There's some promos about that coming up. Cliffhanger races. That's the weekend before Salina. So, yeah, it's a lot's going on. Like I said, fall season is underway. It's in full swing. And you guys continue the training. Do the best you can. Fall temps is pretty much here, for the exception of the afternoon, because we're still getting these high 80s, low 90s temps. But the mornings, woo, high 50s, low 60s, can't get any better than that. But yeah, to finish my point earlier on the rest of the podcast moving forward, yeah, tapering episode, possibility of that. And I have in mind a possible two possible interviews coming up. Maybe, I said maybe, I'm not going to hold any promises, but if it goes, it goes. So I do have two people in mind for possible interviews coming up for this podcast. So, but the countdown to Chicago Marathon for this podcast, it's on for sure. So definitely looking forward to that. And again, another final shout out to all people, everybody seems like that PR'd. Congratulations to everyone who PR'd, got an age group award at the Plaza 10K over the weekend. So next up for this podcast, Patriots Run. We'll have a full recap of that next week. The full episode of that next week. Let's go ahead and throw in the Pro Project Podcast. This is Kansas State Podcast, all things Wildcat sports. You're interested in hearing that, or you're a big K-State fan, definitely tap in that, like, subscribe, do the thing, 4 or 5-star rating. And obviously, those who are big fans of this podcast, those who are big fans of the hosts of this podcast, EG3, Fast Eddie, like, subscribe, 4 or 5-star ratings helps out the fan out tremendously. Find this podcast. So definitely the original EG3 show under the 3Wide Podcast EG3, which was formerly a NASCAR podcast. So definitely, we are rolling into September hot, and we'll look to continue on getting towards the end of this training cycle, and obviously one more race between now and the 2024 Chicago Marathon in almost a month from now. Crazy, right? The original EG3 podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Available Daily. I said daily. Freedom Available Weekly. See, this is what happens. We have too many things going on, or too many podcasts going on. Wow. So it is Freedom Available Weekly, or whenever you have a chance to record content, running, sports, or whatever that is, NFL, football, college football, everything's in full swing. So definitely, you like what you're hearing tonight, definitely go ahead and like, subscribe, 4 or 5-star rating helps this podcast out tremendously. Continue to spread the word as well. That would be tremendous of you. Nice of you. And don't forget, again, I'll throw this in there again, KurtzBars.com. Every time you get ready to check out, code FASTEDDIE. If you want to restock, you're finishing up training for whatever that is, 5, 10K, half marathon, KKC to Garmin, whatever that is, definitely restock, or feel free to try out the 8-10 flavors, including the chocolate spice flavor. Oh my goodness. I restocked on that last week, so that hits the spot. So definitely check out KurtzBars.com. Code, discount code, 25% off. Fast Eddie. We have crossed the finish line on another episode of the original EG3 podcast. Big thanks to all of you guys out there for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We will be back next week to talk Patriots Run, the results of that, and maybe throw in a topic in here as we are near the end of the training cycle here, folks. So definitely, if you're training for Berlin, finishing up for that, whatever it is, do your best. Stay hydrated. Stay safe. Stay injury-free. Eddie Greer III, EG3, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the original EG3 podcast. We'll be talking to y'all next week. Be safe.